Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you turn on your TV or just open your mailbox, there's no escaping them. Advertisements and mailers for and against question number one on the Massachusetts ballot. It's the so-called right to repair measure related to car maintenance. Advocates and opponents have collectively raised some $45 million to flood the airwaves and the post offices. And they debated yesterday on WBUR's Radio Boston, as WBUR's Kellen Borchers reports.
Question 1 would expand access to wireless information about cars' mechanical health beginning in the 2022 model year. Much of this info currently goes only to automakers, who can give their dealers' service centers a heads up that something is about to break. That's an unfair advantage over independent mechanics, says Right to Repair spokesman Tommy Hickey. His coalition of mechanics and auto parts retailers wants question 1 to pass, and in the debate, Hickey pushed back against TV ads, warning that the ballot measure could expose highly sensitive information to criminals.
We're after mechanical information, and I'm quoting the Attorney General's summary of this and the language as it sits, necessary to diagnose, maintain, and repair the car. That is not personal information, and that is not GPS information.
Automakers strongly oppose question one. They note independent repair shops already can access diagnostic info by plugging into vehicles' dashboards, and they argue the term mechanical data isn't as narrow as it sounds. Connor Units represented question one opponents in the debate. He noted that the proposed measure defines mechanical data as any vehicle-specific data related to the diagnosis, repair, or maintenance of the vehicle.
That's an incredibly broad change. It's done very specifically by the proponents of question one to get access to any information in your vehicle, especially location data.
Question one advocate Hickey insisted his group isn't interested in location info, but acknowledged it isn't explicitly excluded from the ballot measure. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.